My name is Nikita. 6 years ago, I was taken out of prison and forced by a covert unit of the government to be an assassin. 3 years ago, I escaped and have been hunted ever since. I was the first recruit to get out. I'm going to make certain I'm not the last.
Evening, Alex. It is Alex, right? Never Alexandra.
Who are you? Where am I?
Well, you're not in prison anymore. You're not even in Michigan, although we're the only ones that know that. Your death was officially ruled a suicide by the prison coroner on November 1st. Your ashes are stored. My name's Michael. I work for the government. We've decided to give you a second chance.
Why? Why me?
Because you're a young, attractive white female with virtually no personal ties or paper trail. Now, those do exist, but they're hard to come by. What really grabbed our attention, though, is how you managed to kill the criminal we were about to take out. Smuggling ring stand and your wrist breaks.
I didn't kill no one. It was Ronnie.
Boyfriend's body was found next to his apartment, dead from an overdose. No one showed up to his funeral either. Your life is over, Alex. I'm here to offer you a new one. But you have to be willing to earn it.
What do I gotta do?
Learn. How not to sound like a teen meth whore, for starters. Learn to stand up straight. Learn how to walk right. Learn how to talk right. Learn how to serve your country instead of just yourself.
Fuego, 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 f Chica. Tú. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Nikita.
Nikita. Never seen you before, Nikita. Who brought you here?
Elena. Yelena? She said there was a cool party, so here I am.
Sáquense.
Venga. Come, have a drink.
I was kind of hoping to stay dry. Why don't we go to the bar?
As you say, this is a cool party.
If you want to stay, you're going to have to get wet. That wasn't so bad, was it?
I would have preferred the bar. It's just that this is gonna make taking your bodyguard out so much harder.
Cool.
Negative. Extraction impossible.
What?
You always had trouble listening, didn't you?
Michael, please, I need to get out of here.
Still don't hear me. I told you. There is no out.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary. That's a nice touch, honey. But I ain't buying anything.
Oh, all right. Let's try this again. Hi, Daddy.
Nikita.
Wow. You really let this place go after Caroline died. I guess no more foster kids like me to clean up your crap either.
You broke my friggin' wrist!
Sit up, Gary. Try to pay attention, okay? I need to tell you what happened to me after I ran away. It starts off like you'd expect, and then it gets a little weird.
Nikita.
After I ran away, I got with a pretty bad crowd. I did a lot of drugs. Anything that made me forget about you.
Nikita, baby, that was 10 years ago.
It was 11. I'm 27 now. If you call me baby again, I'll break something else. They told me I killed a cop. I don't remember. I've tried to. I just turned 18, so they were able to charge me with murder one. I was sentenced to die by lethal injection.
No friggin' way.
Trust me. You'll want to save your no friggin' way for the next part, where my execution was faked by a secret unit of the government called Division. They told me they were giving me a second chance. They told me I'd be serving my country. They didn't tell me. They were training me to be an assassin. Probably telling some other girl the same thing right now. It was a year of training before my first mission, sort of like a military charm school. Everything to make me the best killer I could be. Till I broke one of their rules.
What rule?
I fell in love. With a civilian. His name was Daniel. After 3 months together, all I wanted to do was be with him. Live a normal life. But Division couldn't have that. So they killed him, made it look like an accident.
Why you've done me all of this?
You know why, Gary. They're still after me. And I know they've been keeping tabs on you in case I showed up. It's okay. I want them to know I'm here. I want you to tell them everything I just told you. I want to send them a message. It ends now.
General Safwani entering the Wicklund Hotel. Three bodyguards in a suite, one advance guard in the lobby. The lobby guard is our weak link. That's our way in.
We have one shot at this. If he makes it to the UN, we fail. What's the team look like?
It's a four-man op. One of my recruits, Tom, is ready for the field, and I was planning on using him.
Percy. Really?
When?
Look, I'll be right there. Taking you off Operation Black Arrow. Giving you a new assignment.
What?
Nikita.
Nikita.
She's back on the radar. Sprung one of our mousetraps. I want you to hunt her down, and I want you to confirm the kill. Do you think you can do that this time?
What do you think?
You're gonna die here. You know that?
What the hell are you doing? If you think they watch us in here, you're wrong. Hey, I'd put that down if I were you.
I love it when you hold me like this. God, chill. Just saying hi to new girl?
This is Jade. She doesn't think she's still new here, but she is. What's your name?
What's yours? This is Tom. He's a pro, because he's about to go on his first mission.
Shut up. Look, we're recruits just like you. I've been in almost a year. They brought Jaden in about 2 months ago. None of us are volunteers.
Meaning, whatever they got on you, whatever your big bad past is, it's nothing we haven't heard before.
Meaning, we need to stick together if we're going to make it through training. Trust me. Now, you can start by telling us your name.
Alex. Amanda's ready to see you. Yeah, well, understand this. FBI's paying for all this damage, because this is going a bit beyond the call of duty. Hey! Hey! She didn't go into the bathroom!
Did she say anything else?
Oh, man, we've been over this 50 freaking times already.
What do you think she meant by, it ends now?
I don't know. Because I kind of lost focus when she went into the whole James Bond thing.
I'm talking about her tongue. Was she tired? Did she want to surrender? Did she want to give up?
Man, I wasn't concentrating on her tongue because my wrist...
I'm all set. Don't worry, I'll clean him.
Well, I was talking to him.
Nikita knew what we would have to do. I don't think she liked this guy.
Stressful. Let it go.
You know I can't, Daniel.
The airline will find another consultant.
Too much would have to change.
How
much. What, this much?
Now, don't get too excited. It's just the box. I think you broke a rib.
I did? Which one?
Well,
this one?
Keep going, I'm not sure. Oh, hey.
Promise me something.
Right now, anything.
Promise me it's not a dream. If I'm gonna wake up from tomorrow.
Nikita, it's definitely her. I got a hit on the pressure sensor at Greenlawn, pulled up the thenostat, boom. Took her 3 years, but she's finally paying her respects.
Well, she's finally snapped. Look, go ahead and assemble a team. We're in closer proximity to her here than Michael is.
She had a good run. Won't be another one like her.
Don't be so sure.
Hello?
Well, don't just stand there, Alex. Try it on.
You'll find it fits perfectly.
I don't wear stuff like this.
As a style choice or because you're not used to it?
Because it's ugly.
And you're beautiful. Michael was right about that much.
So what? You're the one that's supposed to teach me how to walk and talk to you with my mouth closed.
My name is Amanda, and I'm the one who's going to show you how to embrace your beauty and use it to your advantage.
Your journey begins right here in this chair.
I'm not smearing that crap on my face.
It's not like this will be the first time you've reinvented yourself, Alex. We're all very impressed with your accent, or lack thereof. Что если бабочка на твоей спине не трансформируется?
How? Well, based on your age now, and taking into account the 5 years or so you'd have to work to lose your accent, it wasn't hard to answer the question, what kind of 14-year-old Ukrainian girl purchases a forged identity? Someone who was brought here against her will, on a boat, with many other girls just like her.
Not like me. I escaped.
Your captors, yes, but not the junk they hooked you on. You're a survivor, Alex. You made it through hell, you make it through this. All I'm here to show you is you don't have to be hard to survive. Sometimes vulnerability can be our greatest weapon.
Position is unchanged. Use caution, she will be armed.
When you have visual.
Good boy, God.
What are you gonna do?
You'll see.
Congratulations, Burkoff. You found me.
What is that?
Truth serum?
It's a pain desensitizer. I don't want you passing out on me.
So what, you gonna torture me? Is that it?
Not if you tell me what I need to know.
Well, I always told you you were hot. You know that.
I want access to Division's network. Logins, passwords.
Bitch, just skip to the part where you kill me.
No.
Seriously, do it. Because if I give you those codes, Percy will kill me.
What do you want with the network anyway? It's not like it was any help to us finding where you've been hiding out.
I'm not hiding anymore.
Then what are you doing?
You're not trying to come at us, are you?
Man, Nikki, you're insane.
Don't call me Nikki.
And don't call me nerd. Remember you used to call me that?
Patch me through to Michael, nerd.
This computer's busted. Fix it, nerd.
Place ain't the same without you, babe.
Then let's burn it down.
You seriously think you can burn down Division all on your own?
Who says I'm on my own?
So you're playing for the other side now? You got such big guns on your side backing you up. What do you need me for?
Well, because they may be able to get me the intel I need. But I know you can get it.
Well, then we're right back where we started. Just understand, if you do this, you're gonna have to kill your way through a whole lot of people you know. Starting with me.
Got Berkov.
The signal interference is gone. His tracking implant's back online.
Also, we're still inside him.
She's long gone, guys.
Good hustle, though. Very nice.
Someone want to get me off this? Mike, a little help here?
Oh, look. All cleaned up. You know they say a man to get pretty up a pig.
You should go see her sometime. He's intense.
He's about to go on his first op. He's just stressed. Even though he won't admit it.
He is.
Division doesn't allow relationships.
Who said anything about a relationship?
You girl's a spitfire, Tom. Maybe you can get him to give it up. We want to know about Operation Black Arrow.
Look, I told you, that's...
That's classified? God, you sound like one of them now. Come on. I know what's going down at the Wakeland Hotel.
Who told you that?
This is spy school, Tom. I spied on you Googling stuff in the computer lab. The Wakeland Hotel, some West African VIP. Do you know, Sawani or Sweeney or something?
You can get in trouble for that.
Please. Who am I gonna tell? I'm just jealous you get to smoke someone. I mean, what are we here for, right? What? You disagree?
What are we here for? Really?
Oh, man. Is she playing with me?
At least half of our missions are counter-intel. Deep cover, infiltration, stealing secrets
from... The other half?
You're here to kill for the man, honey. They're gonna teach you to kill with a gun. They're gonna teach you to kill with your nails. They're gonna tell you who to kill and when to kill them. And if you don't deliver, they're gonna kill you.
Jake, you're up.
She's running out of options. I mean, if she can't crack me, there's no way she's gonna crack this place.
She said who she was working for?
No. Honestly, I think it's a bluff. I think she's on her own. I mean, you should have seen her. She was a wreck. I was able to turn the tables on her easy.
Yeah, was that before or after she duct-taped you to that springy rocking horse? The only reason why you're alive is because she wanted you that way. We need to suspend all operations until we can contain this. As long as she's out there, she's a threat.
Threats are what we put down using our resources. Nikita is a complication.
If you believe Berkoff.
I'm telling the truth, Michael. And she didn't kill me because she likes me. I think you're just jealous she didn't ask about you.
Where are you going?
Joint intelligence fundraiser tonight. I gotta put in an appearance. For the record, I'm not gonna let a piece of street trash slow down this operation. Not for 1 minute. All operations are go, including Black Arrow.
Was left here by another guest. Would you like a new one?
No.
Gadia, what's wrong?
Gadia, what's wrong?
Go check it out. I should do it.
I hope so.
Down.
show your ass!
General, wake up. You're at the United Nations.
What are you doing? You can't do this to me.
Do what? Save your life? I hope you noticed. The kill squad just tried to take you out before you could make it to your peace summit tomorrow.
You're American. I'm an ally of the United States.
The United States didn't attack you. One of their weapons did. A weapon they've lost control of. A unit called Division.
I don't understand.
It's simple. Your country's rich with oil, but you don't own any of it. The companies that drill it do. They know, the minute that you stabilize your country, the second UN civil war, you'll kick them out. Those companies contracted Division to kill you.
How do you know this? Who are you?
I'm someone who wants to see Division fail. Hello, Alex. It's good to see you again.
I was wondering if you could help me.
Well, of course. It's what I'm here for. Tell me how I can help.
You can help me get out of here.
Alex.
Shut up! We're gonna walk to the elevator. You're gonna open it, and I'm gonna get in it.
And go where?
I didn't kill anyone. I don't want to kill anyone, but I swear to God, if you don't get up right now, I will kill you.
The elevator doesn't lead to freedom. Just another room.
What?
The more you try to get out, the more you realize there will always be another room. I don't know who told you these things, Alex. We're not murderers. We're protectors. We protect our home.
What home?
Home is wherever you stop running. You haven't been home for so long, you probably forget what it even feels like or how it begins. It begins with a promise. You promise to put down the shears. I promise to forget this ever happened. And we begin again. Welcome home.
You're able to be here tonight, Percy.
Next to one of us. John, what did you want to tell me that I couldn't hear on the phone?
The CIA has made my committee aware of some very high-level espionage activities. Kidnappings, assassinations. It's clearly the work of a skilled intelligence network, but we can't attribute it to any one of our enemies. Or allies. You come across anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
You work for us, remember that.
I work for whoever happens to be sitting in your chair. That person tends to come and go.
Black Arrow's blown. Nikita sabotaged them.
Then what the hell are you doing here? Find her.
We need to pull in assets from the field. We treat Nikita to be a ghost. Finding her when she doesn't want to be found is next to impossible.
Hey, guys. I heard my name.
How did you get in here?
Front door. Like you.
Who are you bothering now?
Oh, what, I can't mingle?
She's been behaving herself, Senator.
I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
Nikita.
Beautiful. Your daughter? Family friend.
Yes.
Jill.
I'm sorry.
You gotta get some seltzer on this.
That's right, that's right.
Wait for you.
You think Senator Marcus is gonna be leveraged? He's not.
He was just my ticket tonight. Found out what escort service he used, and I worked it so I was the state.
Well, you've been planning this for a while, huh?
I want you to know I can get to you and hit you where it hurts the most.
My feelings?
Your funding. Tonight was just a taste. I'm going to take you apart, piece by piece, mission by mission.
Didn't you accompany me to one of these once?
Yes. 5 years ago. You needed some arm candy to distract some VIP. I'm surprised you remember that.
I remember everything. Which is why I decided to bring along a little backup tonight. I'm afraid I'm going to have to decline your offer. Yeah, this doesn't have to be awkward. You just take my arm and go right out that door. You can go quiet or the other way. Your choice.
No, Percy, it's yours. And you just made it.
Behind you, don't turn around. Get down on the ground. Slowly. Spread your arms and your legs.
Just like old times, huh?
Shut up. You were free. You had gotten out. You were gone. What the hell are you doing back here?
Someone has to stop Percy.
If Percy goes down, he has no problem taking everybody down with him. This country will not recover. Do you want that?
What are you talking about?
We're talking about evidence of every job Division has had. Locked away in encrypted files, hidden all over the world.
So he gets a free pass? Keep training slaves to kill for him?
Spare me, Nikita. I know you're in this for revenge.
You blame me? You know firsthand what it feels like. Have the thing you love most in life taken away from you?
It wasn't your life. It was your cover. I warned you not to get emotionally attached.
You mean the way you did? With me?
Don't.
Michael, I know why you're staying there. You want to protect the other recruits the way you protected me.
I can't protect you anymore.
Then let me go. Stop me now.
I'll give you a head start. If we meet again, I can't promise what will happen.
I can. It's a good wound. They'll think you tried to stop me. Just trying to protect you.
Nikita is our new priority target. Threat level 6. Every operative engaged at that level or lower will be working on this full time. Michael will be heading the detail. Amanda will be directing our overseas assets.
There's really only a handful of organizations who could intercept our intelligence.
Someone is running her, and I want to know who. Bring me her head, and bring me all of theirs. This is war. Now get to work.
Never gonna get this.
Yeah, someone else told me that once. She was wrong, too. Remember, you're just getting started.
Go.